אתם עם SBS בעברית. Channel 31 has been a major asset for many communities across Melbourne. I believe it's been more than 25 years?
That's right, yeah. We're very close to celebrating our 26th birthday.
Amazing. And in a few days, this all actually might be over, as the Communication Minister, Paul Fletcher, have had his decision to switch off. But when I look back in the last few years, you guys always got a reprieve in the last minute. Wouldn't it be the case this time? And is it really the end?
Yes, well, yeah, we've been locked in this battle since sort of towards the end of 2014. So certainly, yeah, about 6 years. And over that time, we've received 5 extensions. 4 of those were short term and provided, in some cases, as close to 3 days before our switch off deadline. So it's been quite a tumultuous 6 years, I've got to say. We certainly, through that time, have been doing everything we can to plan for what may have been an online future. At the same time, we've been consistently telling the federal government that we believe that more time is required for us to be able to make an online transition work. We've been on the front line of working out exactly what that means for a broadcaster to make an entire transition to digital only services, and you know, I think we've come a long way. The problem we now face is that we are being asked to make that transition finally at a time where, from a business perspective, it's really difficult, and everyone's hurting, of course, at the moment with the effects of the pandemic. For us, what that has meant is all of those initiatives that we had worked on, that would be our plan B in effect once we were switched off once and for all, they've all evaporated almost overnight. And so we're in a position now where that switch off was going to be a challenge. It's now impossible.
A lot of people might ask this question, and I am sure you have heard it already before, but why? Why is it necessary to switch off such an important community asset in Victoria, especially now when we need a free-to-air community TV more than ever?
Look, to be honest, I wish I had the answer. I think it would make it a lot easier for me to comprehend and to move on from this whole sort of fiasco if there was a firm, legitimate reason for moving us off the broadcast spectrum. I would find this whole thing a lot easier to digest. The truth of the matter is, and the current position of the government is that they're saying you've had 6 years. Yeah, they're refusing to tell us what we will be replaced with. But what they are saying is they have plans. They're just not willing to tell us what those plans are.
And with no real reasons for the shutdown and no potential plans or use of the spectrum, is it also worth mentioning that it costs nothing for the government to keep the station up and running, true?
Yeah, so we've been self-reliant since we began. That's 25-year history that we've been effectively powered by the support of small to medium businesses in our local area. So, you know, small businesses looking to take their first steps towards television advertising, and they've used us as that platform on their you know, their way towards business growth, and that's allowed us over the last, you know, almost 3 decades to basically be a self-reliant, thriving business. And it's only really been recently, over the last 6 years, where our free-to-air spectrum access has been under threat, that we have seen, I guess, you know, financial challenges. Prior to that, we were effectively a powerhouse and not taking a single cent from the Australian taxpayer.
Shane, is it pretty much a one-man decision to keep the station up and running? And by that, I mean the Minister of Communication?
Absolutely. It's ministerial discretion. So we actually require 2 licenses as part of our access. One is provided by ACMA, and they have already provided that. It's actually a 5-year license that we've got until 2024. The second license is the apparatus license that is that it basically is renewed under ministerial discretion. Now, that is traditionally a 12-month license that, for the first 20 years of our existence, was more or less a formality, really. And it's only been more recently that that's been the problem. And it is not something that can be voted for in the House of Representatives. It's not something that can be voted for in the Senate. It's not something that the average person can and can really have a say in. It is and always has come down to a single minister's discretion.
Is there anything that we still can do to try and save the station from being pulled off air on the 30th of June? How can we help?
Look, I wish there was. We're switching off in 2 days. 25 plus years of community media history is coming to a close, and Channel 31 in Melbourne has been a world leader in public broadcasting, I believe. It has a really strong history of providing, a valuable resource to Melburnians, and not just Melburnians, but Australians in general. And I think, you know, being that we are so close to the end here, if we were going to be able to pull out a miracle, it would have happened or would have needed to have happened last week. So, you know, if people are sad or want to show their support and want to wish us well, I think the best thing they can do is to either tune in, if they're able to our last evening of broadcasting and show their support that way, or jump onto our socials and show their love and respect for what's been a fantastic run.
So as you started mentioning, your very last broadcast on Channel 31 will be this Tuesday. Are you planning something really special? What can we expect on the very last transmission?
So I think we're going to be live from 6 p.m. till midnight. So obviously we switch off at midnight, but from 6 p.m. We're going to be bouncing around from a couple of different studios that exist in the city. Obviously it's really difficult to be doing a farewell, of course, because we've also got to worry about social distancing and the amount of people we could have in the studio at any given time. So it's a real challenge and a real shame that we're not able to go out with a big party. But we're going to do what we can, and we'll be ending the night with a couple of hours of where we'll be taking calls live to air, and people can tweet in using the goodbye C31 hashtag, and we'll put their tweets up on the screen, and we'll be asking people to reminisce about their favorite programs over the last 25 years, call in and have a chat, and hopefully it'll be a cathartic end to the station's broadcast history.
I remember in the past, one of the reprieves came in 72 hours before the switch-off, was it?
3 days, yeah.
Well, you might just be lucky enough to receive a call from Fletcher himself announcing live to air some good news.
Look, I think what we know is that we know our sister station in Adelaide has been given the opportunity to fight for another 12 months, but the red tape and administrative process that has been put in front of them to achieve that 12-month extension has taken them the best part of 10 days. And we just simply don't have 10 days up our sleeve at this point. So short of some kind of miracle, it would appear as if all is lost at this stage, I'm afraid.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.